You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun?
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Well, hello, Dave.
Hello?
Whoa.
Yeah, what's going on with your microphone?
Can you hear me now?
I sure can.
We were down a mic. Oh, my goodness. Well, hello, after that brief delay, I'm so glad to be back.
Only live radio can
only
be like
on
this.
Live radio would something like this happen.
Isn't it wonderful?
I feel great, personally. I also feel great about the show. We, you know, in spite of joking around, we have a really cool show lined up. We have a couple anniversaries we're going to be celebrating. One of those is the 60th anniversary of the debut record from the Kinks. That's so cool. Going all the way back to 1964. We're going to play a little bit from that. On a sadder note, we're going to have to play some tracks from Kris Kristofferson, commemorating his passing. The legendary outlaw country singer-songwriter passed away at the age of 88 earlier this week, and we're going to pay a tribute to him. We're also going to play some music from the likes of Knitting, from the likes of Kiwi Jr., just to name a few. We're also going to be highlighting some bands performing tonight at Fog Lounge.
Yeah.
But what I think the primary thing I'm excited for is another anniversary we're celebrating, this time for 40 years of the Replacements Let It Be record.
Yeah, this was a really big album for them, and also just for alternative and independent music, because when it came out at the time, Paul Westerberg was wanting to do things a little differently, incorporate more of his pop and classic rock influences into his sound. And, you know, they were part of the underground punk scene, and they kind of did that. And not that that's not on this record, it is on this record, but he kind of branched out a bit. And a lot of it had to do with the song I Will Dare, which was the song he wrote at the end, tail end of the second album.
Yeah, and he just felt like it wasn't right. That previous album was Hootenanny. And Hootenanny, I think, was the first real step of the band, getting past those kind of affected hardcore punk roots and getting into stuff they were really engaged with. And then on this album, I think it reached full maturity. Not to say that they're mature. There are plenty of, like, bodacious, like, throwaway songs that the band is just doing, and it gives it character. You know, I feel like this album is indispensable, even as it's being irreverent. There's just something about this that encapsulates that energetic frenziness of youth in a way similar to maybe the first Violent Femmes record, where it just feels so tight, so ideal for someone maybe at the age of 14, 15, 16, which will be very appropriate as we talk about the tracks on here, you know, listening to and just identifying with so much going on this album. And there's a poetry to the lyrics that was somewhat absent before. There's a concentration on these great pop elements that weren't as focused on previously. This is just the culmination of The Replacements marrying popular music with underground music to one of the best successes of all time. And we're going to celebrate that 40 years of Let It Be. And we're going to discuss some stuff about the album, its formation, its title, and more throughout this episode.
Yes, yeah, so we'll get to that after this first set. We're going to start off with some music in this set from bands that are actually playing tonight at the Fog Lounge here in Windsor. Jose Contreras of By Divine Right is playing acoustically tonight. And also the band from Toronto, Hot Kid, they just have a new EP out, and it's called the Downtown EP. We're going to hear a track from it, and they're going to be playing tonight, along with the band from Windsor, Paula Taylor. So we're going to start off the show with a track from Jose Contreras's, I think it's his most recent, if not his most recent, one of his more recent ones.
Yeah, this one's At the Slaughterhouse, which we played a bit from when we had a chance to interview Jose. Mm-hmm. And then also By Divine Right played Windsor not too long ago, and so we had a chance to talk to Jose then as well. A wonderful chap and just a really great musician, as I think you're going to hear when we play this opening song, a little bit of a down low number to ease you into the show before we spike up with the adrenaline coming up. But here we are with Crackers and Ginger Ale by Jose Contreras on this episode of Revolution Rock.
Worked all year for this, babe. We earned it, you and me. We made it to the finish line of 2013. Now it's 2014. What for? What for? What for? What for? One more round of crackers and ginger ale. Happy New Year's to me. Well, we moved into the city just in time to go to school. And a house all full of boxes, an Olympic swimming pool. We tried to live our dreams between the rubble and the ruin. But the end of that sweet 2013 couldn't end too soon. Now it's 2014. One more, one more, one more, one more. One more round of crackers and ginger ale. My way, walking up and down that hill. Baby, everything we had is gone, except for me, and I'm moving on. Wild, wild forces in the cold, dark light that tear you in your life and then possess your mind. If the future's kind to us, ride the bus, a brand new house and a brand new scene. See you later, 2013. Now it's 2014. I know. Oh, now it's 2014. For sure. One more round of crackers and ginger ale. To me.
dernières 5 minutes de Taylor. J'aurais peut-être dû repartir aussi. Repartir aussi. Fait que je fais le ménage du frigidaire. Ça sent la mort, puis je t'en. Pas grand vie, pas grand mort, plus personne ne veut veiller tard. Les feuilles mortes collent d'un châssis. J'ai l'air encore en vie, mais j'ai frette. Ouais, j'ai frette, nostalgie. Ça va pas vraiment. Encore deux, trois papis, je sais qui m'appelle, tu marcherais à l'infini. Moi j'ai frette, pis je suis tanné, je pense que je devrais rentrer pour me réchauffer sans toi.
soulful, that one. We heard from Mark Salton. In fact, some of the latest Mark Salton. This is a brand new single from him. It's called We'll Meet Again. And this is the first new music coming out of Salton for a little bit of time now.
Yeah, he's put out a few digital singles. This is another one. Apparently this was recorded in the last couple years, but not released. I believe it was recorded during a lockdown in the early days of 2020. But yeah, it's a really cool new single, and he's going on a like another mini tour. So he put out a new song, which he tends to do. And yeah, hopefully it's a sign of more things to come.
It would be nice if there was a forthcoming full length or even just an EP, but regardless, it's always good to hear new music out of Mark Salton. You are listening to Revolution Rock. We should probably mention that to people. You can
I think so.
Yeah. You can always give us a like online. You can go to revrock.blogspot.com. That's the website where we share articles and information about the show, the bands we play, the music we love. And also we put the playlist there for every episode. We should mention prior to Mark Salton, we heard from a band that's going to be performing in our fair city of Windsor, Ontario. So those who are listening to this show broadcast at a CJAM 99.1 FM here in Windsor, you're going to have a chance to see this band tonight. They're called Hot Kid, and they hail from Toronto.
Yeah, they got a new EP out, too. Just came out. Downtown EP. We heard the song all time.
And you don't have to be downtown to listen to it. Although, if you are downtown, you will be able to see them.
And they'll probably play some of these songs. Before that, we heard...
Oh, we should probably mention where they're playing.
Oh, Fog Lounge.
Fog Lounge, of course. And keep that in mind, put a little pin in that because we might be going back to Fog Lounge. But yes, before that we heard from Danny Plecard.
Yeah, Danny Plecard, he's a Quebec musician. And
I would say he's always a Quebec musician.
Mm-hmm. And he's married to Julie Doran, and they sometimes make music together and sometimes they make music separately. And this is a new release put out by Danny, and it's called Avoir Sous. Which I looked up the name of it, and I can't remember what it means.
But that's the type of insight I know people tune into the radio station
I think it means like to know or something along those lines. But we heard the song, which in English translates to walking the dog, Promener le Chien.
That's good pronunciations. Yeah, fantastic stuff from Danny. And then we heard another folky number before that from Jose Contreras, who will be performing tonight at Fog Lounge, along with Hot Kid. They're actually going to be performing before Hot Kid, as far as we know. We heard something from their album. It's a few years old. I think it was 2019 that this one was released.
I think so. The album was called At the Slaughterhouse. And we heard the song Crackers and Ginger Ale.
So yeah, a lot of cool stuff happening in Windsor tonight, so make sure to check that out.
Fog Lounge.
As far as I know, doors open at 8:30. I believe doors at 9 for the band, for paying, and then et cetera, et cetera. Stay there. Have a good time. Lots of fun to be had in downtown Windsor tonight. Now, with that said, coming up next, one of the best albums of all time, one of our personal favorites, and one of the most crucial albums in the genesis of whether you want to call it alternative rock, indie rock, the permutation that underground rock would eventually go through. It's influenced a range of artists from Nirvana to Parquet Courts. We're, of course, talking about Let It Be by The Replacements.
Yeah. What's interesting about this album is, well, and The Replacements in general, is Paul Westerberg was always challenging himself in songwriting. And we had a chance to speak to Tommy Stinson, who played bass in this band last year, and he talked a little bit about this. He said he was always just discovering and trying new things and being open to new ideas. And maybe that's part of the reason that made him such a great songwriter, because he would balance this with these drunken punk songs. Mm-hmm. He also put a little bit of humor in there. As we were talking, this album's a bit of a coming-of-age album, and it has like a balance between, you know, becoming an adult and not being an adult, and a little bit of humor running throughout the songs.
There's a maturity running throughout the songwriting that's perfectly balanced with the immaturity of the, I guess you can say, narrator of it. Mm-hmm. Because the narrator is meant to be someone young. All of these songs are meant to depict what it's like being young and confused, questioning things like sexuality, gender identity, your place in society, the daunting task of being a member of a workforce, you know, even understanding what it's like to exist as a human being. These big larger scale things are then contrasted with songs that, you know, make laughs about accidental erections and also covering Kiss songs. Like, it's going all over the place. And it seems like it's something that shouldn't work. It's a mess, but it's a wonderful mess. This is not a horrible, you know, patchwork. This is like a Jackson Pollock painting of a punk rock record. And I think what's amazing about it is even in the sloppiest moments, there's this incredible songcraft through every one of the songs on this record.
Yes, and before we talk a little bit more about some of the songs, we should mention we're playing the album in full, but as we usually do when we focus on things in full, we do it with a twist. So we're going to play in different versions of some of the songs, a couple songs from the album proper, some demos, some live recordings to make up maybe just a different view of this album. And we're going to start off with the track, which is the best, most successful track, I think, maybe from... Well, from this album, for sure.
Well, from this album, for sure, arguably by the Replacements in general.
Yeah, I Will Dare. And this is a really interesting song because when they were trying to get the album going, Peter Buck was in discussion of producing it from REM, and schedules didn't really work out, but he was there when they were doing this song, and he wound up playing the guitar solo on it because Bob Stinson said he didn't know what to do on it. So... he wound up playing on it, and Paul wound up playing a mandolin.
Which is really unique, because it gives this odd cadence to the song that you don't really hear on anything else coming out of alternative rock at the time. And we should mention as well, alternative rock really wasn't a thing at this point. Like, no. It was underground, which really meant punk, post-punk, or hardcore music.
Yeah.
And that was it. Coming to this, this was a change. This was post-punk as seen through the lens of someone who grew up listening to bands like Kiss, or who listened to mainstream rock radio and heard songs by the Eagles or Ted Nugent and incorporated those elements into it. And it's acknowledging that without the sort of blind reverence that a lot of people often pay to those artists. There's like this great tongue-in-cheek rendition of a Ted Nugent song that's done... like, it turns it on its head into its own product, which is incredible. Black Diamond, which is a song by Kiss, is completely redone, and it makes it... you realize what an incredible song it is, even though you would never have suspected that, given the original version of that song. It's incredible. And I Will Dare, I think it's just amazing to hear this perfect pop song that... it's coincidental, I think, Peter Buck ended up playing on this, because it really does have an REM feel to it, even though this was recorded... well before the association the band had with Peter Buck.
Yeah, it's true. And before we get into playing some of these tracks, I also wanted to mention the name of the album, which is also pretty funny. I believe they had a few titles floating around. I think they wanted to call it Stunk.
They also wanted to call it Let It Bleed at one point.
Let It Bleed. And then they also eventually wanted to call Tim That. When they did the reissue, they kind of put that title in there. But they decided whatever the next song on the radio is, that's what we're going to call this album. And it happened to be Let It Be, the song by the Beatles, which is also the name of an album by the Beatles.
You know, a very successful, popular album by that band. And so, you know, given the post-internet age, like, there's no shortage of confusion for people trying to look up this particular record, because a lot of stuff gets contrasted with the Beatles release. But, you know, this stands up on its own. We're going to hear so much great songwriting throughout this. After I Will Dare, we're going to hear a track that ended up really influencing Nirvana and pretty much heralded what their sound was going to be with Favorite Thing and also the follow-up song We're Coming Out. We're going to hear some incredible humorous live takes from some of these tracks, including a great version of Tommy Gets His Tonsils Out.
Yes.
And one of the most heart-rending explorations of gender identity, I think, was committed to a recording at this point that was very poignant. It's called Androgynous, and it's just one of those things where it's an incredible exploration that's not ham-fisted, it's soulful, and it's so surprisingly soft. It's hard to imagine this comes from a band that was known for being a raucous, drunk punk rock act.
Yeah. Well, it's part of that thing we were talking about. He had this ability to balance things, like with the crazy, drunken disorderliness of the band and some of the songs, with just like a craft and a really great song. So and content as well. So let's get started. We're going to start with a live version of I Will Dare. This comes from the Dead Man's Pop box set. It was recorded live at the University of Wisconsin, I believe in 1989. And
86, actually.
Sorry, 86. So a few years after this. So let's get to it. You're listening to a live version of I Will Dare as we